Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and we're at the WSIA conference in San Diego. I'm speaking today with Steve Buonpane, president of Everest Evolution. Steve, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you, John. I'm happy to be here.
So, Steve, the North American insurance market is facing significant shifts from evolving catastrophe risk to social inflation. What do you see as the biggest forces shaping the industry today, and how is leadership best positioned to respond?
Yeah, John, I feel like there isn't one single issue that's driving the market or the industry. I feel like it's an aggregation of issues between elevated cat trends, elevated loss trends and casualty, more broadly speaking, between social inflation, nuclear verdicts, I mean, economic inflation, you have geopolitical risks. And I feel like that with all of this, leadership is best positioned to respond by being able to find these challenges, these issues, finding the opportunities within them. And I feel like that's, you know, here we are at WSAA and being an E&S-driven conference where we want to find solutions, where the E&S market is driven for that. That's why we're here. We have that flexibility, that nimbleness to find the opportunities to help provide the best solutions, the best coverages, the best terms and conditions we can to help our insureds and our partners succeed and be future-proof given all the challenges that currently exist in the marketplace today. And like we said, I mean, the E&S market is just, it's built for creativity, and we at Evolution are built for that. So we're excited.
As insurers strive to balance growth with disciplined underwriting, what strategies do you think will differentiate market leaders from followers over the next few years?
Yeah, I feel like this is multifaceted, in my opinion. I think first, as I was just alluding to, just new product development and being able to meet the needs of the market from, you know, all the challenges that currently exist, and meeting the needs of what is just growing complexity and coming up with solutions that are market viable. I think that's first, and being, you know, a leader in that space as opposed to following what other markets are doing. But the other big thing here as well is just being able to embrace AI and the large language models that exist today. I feel like the impact that this has on the ability to respond quickly, speed, but also decision-making and making smarter decisions around the business. Given all the growing complexities in the market today, how can we leverage these types of tools that are out there to help us make smarter decisions and also provide the insights out to the broader market itself? And the third important thing here is talent. I think we are in an arms race for talent. And I think about it just within our, you know, broader ecosystem in the industry, but also competing with other industries as well. I mean, how do we attract, as an industry, the best talent coming out of the schools today? And what are we doing? I think the embracing of the technology, trying to be very creative about what we do. I think the E&S market is so well positioned here. I believe we at Evolution are very well positioned as well, because we are building our business in a way that's more attractive to younger talent coming in. And I think we really need to lean in on that, because talent is what's going to drive this business forward ultimately.
Are you finding client expectations changing, Steve?
Yeah, I think that we are, you know, relative to where we do see these growing complexities within the market, and being able to address those challenges, as I was just alluding to, with, you know, products that aren't your typical, you know, off-the-shelf type of insurance products. And I do believe that if you go back in time, you know, when I started the business 20-some-odd years ago, it felt like a lot of the business, classes of business, were kind of these off-the-shelf type of products. And I think that's why you saw the E&S market has such a smaller share in the overall industry. But as risk has gotten more complex, as needs have changed, as things have become so much more volatile, particularly in U.S. casualty, that the off-the-shelf products and structures aren't really viable anymore. So I feel like the needs have changed as a result of being able to respond to the new risks that are out there.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Do you think the insurers are responding?
Yes, I do. I do, and I think you see that in full force here, and I think what we've built here at Evolution was to exactly respond to that.
Looking ahead, what role should insurers play in society beyond risk transfer, and how do you see North American carriers leading in resilience, sustainability, and long-term value creation?
Yeah, there's a lot there. And I see this as twofold, really. One is just the speed and the need for speed in our business. We have to be really responsive. And I think about when you get a submission in the door to when you can respond and get a quote, or a binder or a policy out the door. I think we have invested in certain technologies and tools that will allow us to meet the needs of getting out to market faster. But also a multidimensional approach in that, you know, to me, underwriting used to be so one-dimensional in that you'd get a submission in and you'd look at, you know, here are the exposures, here are the class codes, here's the loss runs, let's underwrite around this information that we have. But with the technologies that exist today, and as I was alluding to earlier, you should be able to pull in new sources of data and be able to study new variables that can have an impact where we're seeing correlations in loss performance ultimately. And I think that is what's changed over the past 10 years or so. And I think about just the advent of, you know, going from paper files to electronic files, and think about how much data exists in those electronic files that you now pull from and dump into these large language models and get some really good insights on variables that you thought maybe a decade ago could have had an impact, but you weren't really sure. If you talk to any actuary a decade ago, they tell you wait 10 years and we'll tell you if it's had an impact. Well, we're kind of there, right, when you think about this evolution of the market, you know, more broadly. And I think just speaking to the industry and just some of the challenges that you were just you know, talking about, you know, I think certainly a lot of the volatility that's taken place is cause this negative externality in society, if you will, right? Because you have these elevated costs that are impacting economic growth, that are impacting insurance costs and risk management costs and claims costs across the board. And I think the insurance industry exists as a societal good. And I think we've gone from an industry that's been there as a payer and a payer of claims to then a preventer in some ways through risk management techniques, through, you know, loss control, to also now a partner, right? So I think it's that you have this three-legged stool as a payer, a preventer, and a partner for the industry. And I think that partnership really comes from providing these insights. You know, we underwrite risks annually, but risk profiles change daily. And how can we utilize these new technologies, these new data sources, to provide feedback into the market in real time and create these real time feedback loops, such that, you know, the insureds and our brokers know, hey, this is a variable here that's going to have an impact, and how do we address it?
Steve Bonpane, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
That was Steve Bonpane, President, Everest Evolution. From the WSIA conference in San Diego, I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.